5. Bobby reads the paper. Brown with a white bib. A big chance for Liz. Camp Broad Street. An uneasy week. Off to Providence. On Monday, after his mom had gone to work, Bobby went upstairs to read Ted the paper. Although his eyes were actually good enough to do it himself, Ted said he had come to enjoy the sound of Bobby's voice and the luxury of being read to while he shaved. Ted stood in his little bathroom with the door open, scraping foam from his face, while Bobby tried him on various headlines from the various sections. Viet skirmishes intensify? Before breakfast? Thanks, but no thanks. Carts corralled, local man arrested? First paragraph, Bobby. When police showed up at his Pond Lane residence late yesterday, John T. Anderson of Harwich told them all about his hobby, which he claims is collecting supermarket shopping carts. He was very interesting on the subject, said Officer Kirby Malloy of the Harwich PD, but we weren't entirely satisfied that he'd come by some of the carts in his collection, honestly. Turns out Malloy was right with Eversharp. Of the more than 50 shopping carts in Mr. Anderson's backyard, at least 20 had been stolen from the Harwich A&P and Total Grocery. There were even a few carts from the IGA market in Stansbury. Enough, Ted said, rinsing his razor under hot water and then raising the blade to his lathered neck. Galumphing small-town humor in response to pathetic acts of compulsive larceny. I don't understand you. Mr. Anderson sounds like a man suffering from a neurosis, a mental problem, in other words. Do you think mental problems are funny? Gee, no. I feel bad for people with loose screws. I'm glad to hear you say so. I've known people whose screws were not just loose, but entirely missing. A good many such people, in fact. They are often pathetic, sometimes awe-inspiring, and occasionally terrifying, but they are not funny. Carts corralled, indeed. What else is there? Starlet killed in European road accident? Ugh, no. Yankees acquire infielder in trade with Senators? Nothing the Yankees do with the Senators interests me. Albini relishes underdog role? Yes, please read that. Ted listened closely as he painstakingly shaved his throat. Bobby himself found the story less than riveting. It wasn't about Floyd Patterson or Ingemar Johansson, after all. Sully called the Swedish heavyweight Ingi Baby, but he read it carefully nevertheless. The 12-rounder between Tommy Hurricane Haywood and Eddie Albini was scheduled for Madison Square Garden on Wednesday night of the following week. Both fighters had good records, but age was considered an important, perhaps telling factor. Haywood, 23, to Eddie Albini's 36, and a heavy favorite. The winner might get a shot at the heavyweight title in the fall, probably around the time Richard Nixon won the presidency. Bobby's mom said that was sure to happen and a good thing. Never mind that Kennedy was a Catholic. He was just too young and apt to be a hothead.